state Mexican. I follow my heart and it leads me right to Jackson.
It is Wednesday, June 22nd, 2016, and this is Wild Vibrations, and we're still on the radio, and Nevada is still running out of water, and the UK is still in the EU, and retractable fly swatters are still way better than non-retractable fly swatters, and Luis Bonfa is still our favorite Brazilian guitarist of all time, and it's still summer in Midcoast Maine, so let's get to this thing. That was Sufjan, obviously, off the Illinois album, which I don't know about you, but I still hope and dream he will get around to the others at some point. Song's called Jacksonville. We've got a good show lined up, and for the first time in a few weeks, it's actually like lined up in a non haphazard way, so we're kind of excited. This is Swearin' with Just off their 2012 self-titled debut.
Closed off from love, I didn't need the pain.
Ela é o shushu samba. Put your hands together, all together now. Do the girls come home? Give me the keys, please. So England, we love ya. You guys are wonderful. It's been a great time. Prateada se escondeu, e o sol dourado apareceu. Amanheceu um lindo dia,
cheirando alegria. Pois eu sonhei e acordei pensando nela.
Pois ela, oh, she's my shush.
Je t'ai fait mal les bras, je t'ai rendu tout de suite parti.
Welcome back. So after Swearin', we heard Os Mutantes, the incredibly long-lived Brazilian Tropicália band. I think they're actually still playing. That recording, at least, is from not too long ago. That song was called A Minha Menina. After that, we heard Mitsu, who is this, who was this Quebecois pop star that kind of made it big around the early 90s, and around whom I kind of have a couple of weird like associations. One is to, embarrassingly enough, How I Met Your Mother, where there's a character who was a Canadian flash-in-the-pan pop star, later turned TV personality, which is the career path that Mitsu actually followed. I think she is still on TV as some sort of morning show host or something like that. And also to Cool Runnings, where they're in Canada and there's a kind of country-ish dance scene that they feel very out of place at. And I think of that song as kind of, it could have been playing in that scene. The song is called Dis-moi, Dis-moi, Tell Me, Tell Me, which is about the, like, most Canadian pop title you could come up with. Now let's go in a very, very, please, please, different direction. This is Siete Notas, Siete Colores, a Mexico City rap group from the late 90s.
Pero qué quieres, quién cojones eres tú, mucho muchacho, dime esposa en tu cara mamón, en el barrio, volamos alto, ya te digo, cerebros corroídos por las circunstancias, te damos en la madre, cabrones con más, y todos esos rollos. ¿Conoces algo sobre mis trucos? ¿Sobre mis métodos? No, bien, no importa, de todos modos. Es muy fácil de ver, es fácil de comprender. Cuando tengo los micrófonos, mira, es simple. Rima sobre ritmos así como si estuviera hablando, pero diciendo algo duro, nada blando, como jodiendo, molestando. Y soy la polla haciéndolo, no estoy flipando. Así es como ando. A veces estoy peleando con mi papá por el mando del televisor. Está viéndome los ojos de fumada desde que estaba entrando. A veces estoy peleando con cabrón como tú en la calle, cabrón. A veces dando, a veces pillando. Por las noches merodeando y descubrirás dónde está el sabor. Dame un poco más de esto, por favor. Cuando vengamos yo y mi gente, los culpables, los diablos, y estéis ahí bien ciegos escuchándonos. Y a través de todo esto me expreso. Pienso un poco por cada verso. ¿Podría ser un junkie con aspecto de cadáver? No, soy mucho muchacho. Hago rap en estéreo, no estoy pasando el mono. Estoy haciendo el mono con el micrófono. Simple, ¿no? Y funciona mi empresa. En la nevera hay cerveza y entre mi gente no falta ninguna pieza. Aquí empieza, siete notas, siete colores, cabrones. Y como Supernafa, macho, si no sabes correr, reza. Es simple. Hecho. Es simple. ¿Qué? Hecho. Es simple. Para lo que sea.
Pues dale a.
Es simple. Tío, ¿tienes problemas? Vaya, que le jodan. Dios te ama, aunque tus movidas salgan como una mierda. Aunque sea lunes por la mañana. Aunque la mujer más preciosa del mundo no te haya despertado con el desayuno y luego te haya comido la polla. Y tú tengas que salir por ahí a comer pollas con tus bambas viejas y esas orejas. Siempre las has tenido demasiado grandes. ¿Quieres los verdes? No, están en tu cabeza. Tienen que caer, pero no lo entiendes. Vendrán, tarde o temprano, vendrán. Porque yo tengo un plan. No sé si las demás personas que suben en este vagón lo tienen, pero no me importa, ni tampoco me importa dónde van. Yo solo hago rimas. Todos tenemos que subir nuestras cimas. Todos tenemos que llorar nuestras penas. Yo seguiré con mis lemas. Cabrones con más hip hop y no parar. Mi micrófono en llamas. Tú guarda lo que amas y conmigo no jodas. Es simple. Hecho. Es simple. Pa' lo que sea. Es simple.
Pues dale ya.
Es simple, si eso es lo que estaba haciendo. Cabrones con más, aquí representando. En el micrófono, te traigo el pedo en español. mucho muchacho, entró en acción.
Sí, sí, es simple. Simplemente, mucho muchacho sí, sí. En el MC no. Sabe lo que dice. No. Así que ponte en guardia, yo represento Barcelona, vive Divoso con su gente de San Andrés, CPV, Elements, la madre, sí, la madre que nos parió y no hay más perro que ladre, ajá, cosas nuestras, yey, 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 si no tienes ojos, ¿qué vas a ver, hijo de puta? Y aquí, Gise, Coconut el loco, representando a mi gente de Twins desde París, shh, nene. Esto tira, así que espera, porque yo me voy ya, así que píllalo, porque yeah, el hecho es yeah. Simple. Sí, sí, el hecho es simple. ¡Panoja!
Thank you.
You're listening to WRFR LP 93.3 FM Rockland, 99.3 FM Camden. And this is Wild Vibrations Radio. You can also stream online at wrfr.org. And you can check us out on Facebook at Wild Vibrations Radio. So we just heard Siete Notas, Siete Colores with Hecho Es Simple. That was the first song of that trio. Following that was Kid Koala, who I just remembered is also from Canada, I think from Toronto, which is not really Canada at all, but sort of a northern outpost of kind of mainstream American hipsterism. And I'm going to get all these angry Torontoans writing into me, I know. Actually, I guess Montreal is, well, anyway, leaving that aside, that song was called 3-Bit Blues, which is off her album called 12-Bit Blues, and I will leave you to guess which track number is 3-Bit Blues. Just now, to finish, we heard Moon Hooch with a song called Low 2. And yes, that was two saxophones and a drum set. And if you can believe that with that lineup, they started out by busking in the subway, well, you can probably believe that because it makes a lot of sense. Up next, we're going to, I'm not going to say take it down a notch because I hate that phrase, but we are going to mellow out a little. This is Silo Samples with O Principe da Roca. Thank you. I will cop to a kind of deep and abiding affection for that last type of electronic noise. It sounds like astronauts in space, or like robots in space talking to each other, and I always will play it and let it play. We're going to go, I think, straight through to the top of the hour. I'll try and cover after the top of the hour who we're listening to, but we're going to start with Charlie Bliss. The song is called Urge to Purge.
Thank you. Thank you. esa melodía.
I can call him
late at night.
girlfriend in Chile.
And when my burden's heavy,
when my burden's heavy, tonight in the low, just call him.
Call him.
When you're feeling low,
call him.
Call him.
Call him.
You don't have no place to go.
Call him.
You just call him.
Call him.
He's a heart fixer.
Call him.
Call him.
Call him.
He's a body healer.
Call him.
You got him.
Call Jesus.
Woo! Just call him.
Call Jesus.
Woo! Call Jesus.
Call Jesus.
In the midnight hour.
Call Jesus.
Just call. He's waiting for you.
Call him. Everything's alright. I've got a friend.
I've got a friend. I got a friend, a mighty good friend in Jesus.
I've got a friend.
Jesus. Oh, all I do is call him.
Call him
in the morning.
Hey guys, due to a miscommunication over scheduling, this week's live show was unexpectedly shortened to an hour of actual radio time. No issues or anyone's fault or anything, it just happened. I'm recording this at my home because there are a few songs and a few other things I want to mention this week, and also because I feel, you know, it's a nice thing to follow up people who are, like, listening to these podcasts the whole way through. I don't want to let you down. So, before the break, we heard Charlie Bliss with Urge to Purge. It's a really good song with a really bad title. Then after that, we started to find Religion. We heard Half Waif with a song called Vespers, which you could really sum up pretty well entirely in the single word wisp. Followed that with the foot-stomping, near-gospel goodness of Olivelle, with Before This Time. Then we heard Paramo, a Brazilian producer, with Camino al Tambrao. And we closed the first half with a straight-up, ever-loving gospel song with Kenneth Ward and the Central Illinois Mass Choir singing I've Got a Friend. Guess who the friend is? It's Jesus. Jesus is the friend that they have. Okay, second half. Roll foghorns.
'Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at 9, then he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. Well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls a maid, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, 'cause he's better than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best. and he hopes to grab his father's wrist when fate passes on. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he plays a song to Charles, and he goes to the regatta. He adores the girl next door, 'cause he's dying to get at her. But his mother knows the best about the matrimonial snakes, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
With the hunger that feeds the fire.
Yeah, so that was the Kinks, of course. Well-respected man. A kink is a kink, of course, of course. And then we heard Empress Of with Standard. And finally there was a band called Bears. The song was called Summer Rhymes with Bummer, which it definitely does. And I've just got a few more songs for you, and then I'm going to say a couple more words, and then maybe one more song, and then that'll be that. Because summer is a bummer, and I want to get back outside. All right, here we go.
That life is just a game that you play. A win or lose, it's all the same.
Open your eyes, you better look before you leap. Take heed and watch the signs of life. Don't play cheap.
The wheel of fortune just may take its toll. Be a gambler, play your ace in the hole.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Take a little chance.
So that was Yes, Chic first. Chic Le Freak, Nile Rodgers classic disco outfit, singing Sometimes You Win. Then Mitski, and no, not from the new album. She did just release an album, but I haven't heard it yet, but I always seem to start listening to Mitski again in the summertime, so that was a song called Townie off of her album Bury Me at Makeout Creek. And then just now we heard Rubble Bucket with Came Out of a Lady. Before we go this week, I'd like to take a few short minutes to talk about the toast. Minutes aren't shorter than other minutes, but these will be short minutes, I promise. If you don't know, or if you'd known and forgotten, the toast is, or as we'll say soon, was a humor, literary, and feminist website, and it is completely amazing, and it is shutting down in a few days, I think on July 1st. It was the brainchild and byproduct, as they put it, of the duo of Mallory Ortberg and Nicole Cliff, with a ton of guest contributors who were all, you know, amazing too, and really well edited, and just, it was a great website. And it was mostly just those two. It's shutting down because of declining ad revenue, which is largely why I'm talking about it. I mean, mostly because it's a great blog and you should read it either way, but it's also, I'm worried it's kind of a canary in the mine for ad-supported writing, which in turn contains a lot of warnings for a streaming-based music consumption paradigm. And I was going to say, I promise that's the only time I'll use the word paradigm on the radio, but this isn't on the radio, so I can say it's the only time I'll use the word paradigm on this podcast. If you care about something, support it. For a long time, a combination of ad revenue and subscription fees was able to support a huge range and high quality of written journalism, from Harper's to Mad Magazine to Wired to Bomb to the Portland Press Herald and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. But, and this is so obvious and well-trod territory that I imagine a lot of you are tuning out right now, when the viewing medium moved to the internet, it changed the way the ad revenue got allocated. Advertisers could start to see how many people exactly were seeing their ads, and how little time they were spending looking at pop-ups, and how little engagement there was. So the price of ad space dropped. And you know all this. But this was all happening even before ad blockers became widely available and effective. So even as online ad formats got more sophisticated, and even before, you know, sponsored content and all that became ubiquitous, ad revenue was continuing to decline. At the same time, and here's the real twist of the knife, we're growing accustomed, if we're not already, to paying very little or no money for this quality and range of written words, because as recently as like 10 years ago, it looked like ad revenue might be able to make up most of the cost of putting good words online. So print magazines all started free websites, so the New York Times, newspapers were all putting stuff online for free, under the assumption that advertising online would be a moneymaker very, very soon, even if it wasn't quite already. But it hasn't really panned out like that. And I think we're seeing a lot of conglomeration and a lot of smaller for-profit websites being squeezed out, like the Toast. And I think that outcome is really distressingly similar to what's happening in the music business because of legal ubiquitous streaming, although in writing it is for different reasons. So without getting too political or prescriptive or obnoxious, because it's already obnoxious now, I've been talking for like 5 minutes, I would just like to, I don't know, gently urge people who are listening or to do whatever you can to keep thinking and just, like, really just keep thinking about how you access and consume and absorb and respond to and pay for things that other people have made. It doesn't necessarily mean paying money directly to someone who has made a thing. It's not like, I don't know, it's not the Kickstarter model. It's just something to keep thinking about, whether the people who are making the things that you're enjoying are able to keep doing it if you like it. So on this topic, I'm going to be doing a episode or two. I haven't finalized the format. It kind of depends on how much material I end up with, and it might turn out to be necessary to spread it over a few episodes. So going to be doing an episode or two or three or four about the impact of technological and economic and social and political change in the way people consume and pay for music in 2016, as well as how it's affecting different kinds of musicians and people and companies in the music business. That project is in active progress right now, which is a phrase that kind of makes me gag a little to say out loud. But anyway, I promise not to talk about it too much more until those episodes. I'm going to close this week with two more songs. The first is Natalie Wood by TV Girl, and it is a very sad song because it is about Natalie Wood. And the second, the final song this week, will be Love Is For Me by The Meters. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Have a good week, and we'll see you bright and early next Wednesday. Kisses.
Skin so soft, and your mind is so clear. It's things like this I see in you, my dear. I believe everything about you, baby.
I believe.
So many things. Child, I can hardly wait. My silent love is going loud. Because of you, girl, I'm so proud.
I'm so proud, baby.
It don't matter how foolish I might sound. It would be even more senseless not having. Let me.